Many of this year's election battles will be fought over bread-and-butter economic matters, but in one Southern California congressional district, the fight is over foreign policy, specifically Russia. The Republican incumbent has long called for closer ties to Moscow and President Vladimir Putin, and in 2018, that's an issue. NPR political reporter Tim Mack has more.
In a testy interview with Yahoo News last year, California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher dismissed the Russian interference in the 2016 campaign as something that all countries do.
When Russia does exactly what's going on in other countries, people like yourself are villainizing and saying how horrible it is, but it basically
is
what's happening all
facts.
Over the world.
You know Vladimir Putin.
It basically
Putin.
Happens in
you
various
know,
countries.
You know Vladimir Putin personally. I don't.
Rohrabacher easily stands out as one of the most pro-Russia voices in the Republican Party. During the 2016 campaign, Politico called him Putin's favorite congressman. He even once told a story about how he arm-wrestled Vladimir Putin in the 1990s after a few rounds of drinks to decide who had really won the Cold War.
He's advocating a relationship with Russia that I think it's dangerous for the United States.
Stylian Onofre is a pro-Trump Republican and local businessman running to defeat Rohrabacher on an anti-Russia platform.
I don't believe necessarily that Russia is our friend, and I don't think that Russia will ever have anything that benefits the United States.
Paul Martin, a Republican running both as an anti-Trump and anti-Putin candidate, goes even further.
He's embroiled in Russia. His loyalties are to protect Vladimir Putin from having sanctions imposed on him from our Congress.
Rohrabacher dismisses this. I reached him by phone while he was on a trip to Paris. He said his contacts with Russians are perfectly above board and defended his interest in Russia because he's chairman of a House subcommittee focused on Russia and Europe. But Rohrabacher sees why it's a problem in his campaign. He said, quote, it's legitimate to think I'm vulnerable on that because they're wrong, because they're listening to the fake news as well. My opponents are taking advantage of that.
So at best, it's stupidity because it's not doing anything to drive a greater, stronger economy in the 48th district.
Harley Ruda, a Democrat running to replace Rohrabacher, is having his campaign distribute a sticker that reads, Piss off Putin. Vote Harley Ruda.
And from a nefarious standpoint, his question is, why are you spending so much time on Russia when there's so many more important things you should be working on?
Orange County, California is not the place in America where you'd expect to find a congressman so focused on Russia. In fact, the district has a very small number of voters with Russian ancestry. But it is a place which is diversifying in other ways that are changing the politics of this traditionally Republican area. Here's the chairman of the California Republican Party, Jim Brulte.
Well, California has changed. Republican registration over the last two decades has dropped about 12 points. And the drop tends to parallel the decline in the white population in California. Orange County is not immune from those demographic changes, but they're one of the last counties to feel the full effects of the demographic changes.
In 2016, although Rohrabacher won re-election, Hillary Clinton bested President Trump by nearly 2 percentage points in a district where Mitt Romney had beaten President Obama by 11 percentage points in 2012. Recent polling bears out Rohrabacher's vulnerability. A poll taken last month by the University of California, Berkeley, showed 51% of voters in his district were not inclined to re-elect him. Tim Mack, NPR News.